Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Joel's column on Monday, he threw out some names that might get bought out that could be options for the Rockets. Tyson Chandler.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Greg Monroe.
I like Greg Monroe. I think the Suns would be more likely to move away from him early than Tyson Chandler because Greg Monroe is a free agent after this year. Tyson Chandler still has another year.
Andrew Bogut.
The thing with Monroe and Bogut is they slow your team down.
I don't think any of them are difference makers, but I think they're better than Black is. You're going to want to excuse yourself for a few minutes.
Okay.
Apparently, Andrew Luck is about to start throwing again.
That's not surprising. I've been expecting this.
And he's gone to L.A. to work with Tom House, get it going together again. But that's a good indication that he's not going to have another surgery. Although, you never know. Once he starts throwing again, it may be the same thing that happened during the season. But I know your man love for Andrew Luck. You have to be excited now.
That is exciting.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also missed some childish stuff and some basketball stuff and just a lot of stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. And welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Congratulations, SportsMap. You have the Blitz for an hour.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if something's wrong with the phones, but all I can see is this UH helmet on the screen here.
Yeah, something's wrong with the phones.
And I'm kind of wondering, you know.
The phones froze. That's why we didn't have Aubrey Theodio.
Yeah. Oh. Jerome must have messed them up somehow.
Somehow.
Probably. That's racist.
I see that helmet now, and all I can think of is sexual assault, but that's just me. Couple of things from the text line. 956 says, sports. AJ, I don't blame you for keeping your pics off Twitter. Just got done dealing with a dickweed for a Craigslist ad I put out.
See?
Any blitzer want a PS4 Slim? No pissant children, please. I was actually thinking about getting a PlayStation because I don't have one.
Yeah.
And putting it downstairs. And I had this idea that, okay, I'll have PlayStation downstairs, and I'll have the... upstairs I'll have the Xbox, but I don't have time to play games anymore.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I can't even think about the last time that I got on and played something. So I would buy it, but 936 regarding Blake Griffin and even more so Isaiah Thomas, professional players get traded. Why does everyone act like these dudes died or something? I really don't get the emotion behind a trade, especially those two. Who cares?
Well, I mean, you don't care because you don't care about either one of those teams.
No, but the reality is...
But Blake Griffin was the best player on the Clippers.
And Blake Griffin signed a deal there thinking he was going to be the face of the Clippers this offseason. Yeah. They went out of their way to say, okay, you're our guy. And then you trade him in a deal that doesn't make a ton of sense. So I get it in that case. And I do think there's a bit of a double standard at times in that, you know, you get mad at players for leaving. But then the Clippers do this, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So, I think that's I wish that there were more loyalty. There was more loyalty both ways, but the truth is there's not.
No.
Players are going to do what's best for players. Teams are going to do what's best for teams. Or they're going to do what they think is best for them, even though it doesn't make any sense at all. And that's going to be the result. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently tomorrow, John, this is something you probably know about. Tomorrow morning we're going to have a super moon, a blue moon, and a total lunar eclipse. And apparently, it says, how rare is the event? Even without the super moon, it's the first blue moon total lunar eclipse in the U.S. since March 1866. That was less than a year after the Civil War ended, and 2 years before I was born.
Jeez.
So, apparently a blue moon occurs once about every 2.5 years.
Okay.
And
once in a blue moon.
That basically means once every 2.5 years.
Okay.
And apparently the exact moment.
Like you get married once in a blue moon.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. The exact moment is going to be 7:37 in the morning on the 31st.
You know how often I'm up at 7:37 in the morning? Once in a blue moon.
there you go. I'm up, but I don't know that it'll actually... I don't know if that early you can actually see. Well, I guess you could still see the moon. You won't see the sun.
Right.
Yeah. But the moon doesn't actually appear blue, just so you know. But as for the total lunar,
what?
As for the total lunar eclipse, it will
is
be,
it really not made of cheese either?
I don't want that getting out. I really don't. As for the total lunar eclipse, it will be visible early in the morning of January 31st from western North America across the Pacific to eastern Asia. So I don't know if we're going to be able to see the whole eclipse.
We don't live in Asia. Jong might be able to see it.
No, we never get to do the whole thing. Like, we didn't get the whole solar eclipse. We didn't get the whole lunar eclipse. All we get is hurricanes and one-day ice storms. I don't think that's fair.
It is garbage.
Well, anyway, if you're up early tomorrow, you can see something that hasn't happened
if
since...
If you're up early and you're in Pan-Asia...
Well, you'll be able to see some of it here. So, okay. But it's the first time since 1866.
Oh, I remember 1866. It was a very good year.
I remember it well.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Your horse and buggy.
Yeah. Old Barney, my horse, he used to carry me around all the time. And, you know, I was trying to take some people on a stagecoach, and then we got robbed, and then they shot me because I was old.
It was a it was a very tough time for me in the Old West. Got into my first gunfight.
Mm.
Yeah, it was
Yeah, that feller shot me in the knee. It hurt.
And then my my oldest daughter, Edith, died of dysentery. It was very...
Cholera for mine.
Very disheartening.
And the smallpox. I got the smallpox, but I didn't die.
There was a great famine.
And I had an Indian for a wife.
That's right.
She died of smallpox, too. It was a rough time.
Oh, God. Sounds like... What's his name? Emilio Estevez is...
Billy the Kid.
In the second one, when he's 100 years old.
I'm going to tell you a story about the time that I was Billy the Kid. No one believes me.
Yep.
Seth says Detroit fans are not happy with the trade. They feel like the Pistons gave up too much.
They did give up a lot, but they got, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the Pistons are going to be, but they, anytime you get the best player, I think you win the trade.
Agreed.
And they tried to trade for a point guard. They couldn't find a point guard. So they were like, oh, well, let's just get Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
That said, the draft pick they gave up, I mean, who cares about that? The Pistons are like a borderline playoff team in or out. They might even be a little bit better. I mean, he's now the focus of their offense. They're going to put him on the floor next to Andre Drummond, a great defensive player and rebounder, much like they had in L.A. with DeAndre Jordan. And then, I mean, I guess, I don't know what the rest of your, I guess the rest of your lineup is like Stanley Johnson and Ish Smith, which isn't great. Langston Galloway. I mean, at least you've got someone who's interesting. I mean, to me, you put Drummond and Griffin next to each other, you've got a really impressive front court. Their guard play is garbage. And they traded their best guard, Avery Bradley, to get Griffin.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Although I don't know if you can get in, so you probably have to text us. Do we have it fixed, John? Or
yes, we do.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe you can get in. But we'll see. Man. This story that David Barron just wrote, that they just tweeted out.
What did he do? Call us?
No, it's not about us.
Okay.
It's
not by name anyway.
No. It's nothing about us. Governor Greg Abbott enlisted the Texas Rangers on Tuesday, not the baseball team.
I was hoping you were going to say Governor Greg Abbott was now on. He was being called out for hashtag Me Too, like he sexually assaulted someone.
He enlisted the Texas Rangers on Tuesday to investigate reports of sexual abuse at the Caroli Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Focusing not only on disgraced USA gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar, but anyone who may have enabled his crimes against female gymnasts.
Good.
Apparently, they have the ranch is owned by coaches Bella and Martha Caroli. They until recently served as USA Gymnastics National Women's Training Center. That doesn't look good. I always thought they were a little creepy. So hopefully there's nothing there, but it's a concern, obviously, because
burn them all.
All this happened. Yeah, and if anybody covered this up, I mean, it's flamethrower time.
I'm happy to see it too.
Yeah. So good on Abbott for getting them to investigate and jump in there right away. I mean, if your National Gymnastics Team Center is here, this happened to the gymnastics program with the head doctor. Pretty sure something happened here. I don't think it's a leap. And people probably knew. And if they did, they should be burned to the ground.
And it looks like it's going to get a little ugly for Mr. Mark Emmert and maybe Tom Izzo and Mike D'Antonio. It doesn't look good for Michigan State.
Well, it's like 16 football players now.
Yeah, and the basketball team that...
Burn them too.
Yep, that Outside the Lines report where they're talking about the assistant coach was involved in a gangbang, like a gang rape.
Oh, man. Yeah. Assistant coaches?
Yeah, well, he was a former player.
That makes it okay.
Well, no, it doesn't make it okay, but him and I think two other players, and then he was also accused of slapping a woman at a bar like twice, and she had to go to the hospital because of eye injuries because he hit her so hard, but he denies it.
And one of these days, I want one of these guys to slap some woman in a bar, and it turns out she's Ronda Rousey. It just destroys him.
Mark Emmert has to step down, doesn't he? Like, see, it's the reports are coming out that he knew about all of this and he tried to cover it up.
He denies those reports.
Yep.
832, Fred, love the new Western movement in Hollywood. Can you write a Western book that turns into a movie? Let Tarantino direct Sergeant in Baytown. That Hostiles looks good. I love a good Western. I really do. I think my next eight projects are already mapped out, but I'd love to write a Western one day. So
maybe I'll write a Western since you're too busy.
Well, I hope to have them done within 3 years. I hope to have all eight done in 3 years.
Oh, that's ambitious.
I know it is. First, I've got to get Sports Map under control. But let's squeeze in a call. Jason was trying to get in, and then we had phone problems, so let's get Jason on.
Sports, gentlemen, and sports stuff to today. You. Have you guys heard about this new stupid no lacking challenge?
No.
No.
Is that like when you eat Tide Pods?
It's pretty close. It's a new internet craze where teams are pulling guns on each other, and the other team's going to pull a gun back out to prove that you're not lacking, and somebody's already been shot dead in a Memphis cafe.
So, like, one guy pulls a gun out, and if the other guy doesn't have a gun, he gets shot?
No, it's supposed to be a game. You're supposed to prove that you're hard and that you're prepared. So one guy pulls a gun out, and the other person's supposed to pull a gun out to show that they're ready and they're not lacking in their survival skills, and somebody's already been shot dead by accident in a Memphis cafe.
No, I haven't heard of
that. And it's on YouTube. It's all over the internet, and this thing is like the next little Tide Pod challenge, and now we're playing with guns and lives.
Hmm. No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, kids are stupid, man.
Yeah. So what if you don't have a gun?
Then you're not hard.
You lose.
No, I think what it is like friends, they coordinate this.
Okay.
And then they go to places, they record it, they pull gun out, the other kid pulls gun out, and then that's basically the challenge.
I don't like that challenge.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I saw a story that a 21-year-old accidentally shot a 17-year-old doing this challenge.
Did he die?
I don't know why. If you're doing this, I don't know. I think he's in the hospital. But he got shot in the head. I don't know why if you're doing a challenge like this, why is it loaded?
Well, why are you doing the challenge in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. Kids are dumb.
There's a lot of dumb people out there. We still have that drop? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we do.
That's one of my favorites. All right, tell you what else, one of my favorites, Lions Poker Palace. And the cool thing is, well, I just found out when my wife's going to be out of town, so I'm going to be there like every night. But if you're going tonight, guess what? $80 tournament plus a $20 seat fee. And it starts at 6:30, so you've got time to get there. And if you're not there at 6:30, that's okay. You can buy until 7:45. $3,000 guaranteed to first place. $3,000.
That's good dough.
Yeah. You can't beat that, man. And these tournaments are great. And I've had a lot of people that have gone now, and I've played, and they'll tell me. So I get a text from them saying, hey, man, this place is even better than you described it. And the tournaments are great. The players are great. A lot of blitzers going. So you get a chance to play with some good players. And you're also earning points right now until June 10th. The top 30 are going to get a chance to play for a seat in the World Series of Poker. And you get a point for playing. You get another 3 points for making the final table. The top 30 get a free roll. And 10 of you are going to go to the World Series. The other 20 are going to get $1,000 just for qualifying. You can't beat that. You need to get out there and play these tournaments.
Yep, and they've got tournaments 7 days a week. And I'm telling you, this is a Vegas-quality room. And there's a lot of rooms around town. You're not going to see another one like this, guys. Ton of tables, ton of televisions. Follow them on Facebook at Lions Poker Palace for all the tournaments and events information, or just stop by and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about it here on our show. You'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're back. Kids just need to go back to the challenge where they try and get laid. That's what I played when I was that age.
That's all I cared about.
Says no one got shot. It was a lot more fun, too. Well, no one got shot. I don't know if you were doing it right.
My game in high school was get as much weed and chicks as I can get. And that's about it. Hmm. Try not to get arrested.
Kids these days,
they want to, like all of a sudden, weed's not good enough for high school kids.
Tide Pods eat, and shoot each other.
Yeah, they got to eat laundry detergent.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's thin the herd. I'm okay with that. 832 asks, Fred, I'm 41 years old and thinking about changing careers. I know you've done that. Any advice? I was about that age. I think I was a little bit older. I would not do what I did, which was just jump off a cliff without another job. It's going to take you probably a year to find a job, at least. So don't leave until you have something else. That would be my first advice. Unless you got enough money saved up to go for 2 years without having to worry about it. And then I would never fault anybody for trying to find something that they enjoy doing, because I've been in miserable jobs. A lot of people have been in miserable jobs. And I think if you can find something that's fun and you're good at, it's just going to make your life better. You're going to enjoy it. You know, you'll enjoy going to work. And if you've got that in life, hang on to it, because it's hard to find. There's a lot of jobs. I've talked about this before, how I had to listen to metal on the way to work to get in the mindset to deal with all the idiots I had to deal with. You know, it's like, I used to play break stuff all the time, and it was miserable, and I hated it. And, I was a miserable person, and I was making everybody around me miserable. And I knew I needed to make a change. I should have had a better backup plan than playing poker when my wife got all my money.
Yeah.
Because suddenly my bankroll was gone, and I had to scrape for a while, but it was worth it. And if I had to do over again, knowing that I had to go through all that to get where I am now, absolutely. I would do it in a heartbeat. Do you get points to the World Series free roll if you play the cash games at Lions? No, it's just the tournaments. So, 713-780-ESPN-832 says, all I know how to do is drink and gamble. That's kind of me, too. I'm good at those things. But, it's funny because it's hard to find, it really is hard to find the perfect job for you. And I know a lot of people go through this because I grew up with journalism, and I was always going to be a journalist because my parents were journalists, and I kind of felt like I never really had a choice. And so when I did finally make a change, I wanted it to be my choice. Well, I kind of sort of stayed in the same business, but I know a lot of people deal with that. Your parents want you to be a lawyer, so you're going to go to law school and you're going to do that, and maybe you don't enjoy it, but If it pays the bills, that's important. That's the first thing. If you can happen to enjoy it while it's paying the bills, that's even better. But if you're going to make a change, man, You know, maybe go to school for something you want to do.
Yeah.
Part-time. But I would never, ever tell anybody to just jump off a cliff and see where you land. Because
it usually doesn't end well.
No, no. It ended well. Because it ended well for me, it may look like it worked. It was not a good idea. And the truth is, if I hadn't left when I had, I wouldn't have gotten into radio. So, I mean, it all timed out perfectly.
Out.
Yeah, but I could say it doesn't work out very often. So, 3-2. Most dangerous thing I worried about in school was losing an eye to a paper field goal, football field goal.
That's tough.
Mm. So, yeah, you know, a lot of people saying, I'm making this much money, but, you know, I hate what I do. Well, but so that's the thing. One of the greatest things I ever learned, one of the few things I learned in college, to be perfectly honest with you, is you only work so you can play. So if you're making enough money to have all the things you want, then that mitigates it a little bit.
Right.
But if you're miserable and you want to do something fun, and honestly, I've had some people who have never written before that want to get into sports or they want to write and they want to see if they can do it. So I always give them a chance and, you know, try to see if they have a skill for it. But, you know, at this point, I don't really encourage people to try to jump into this career because while there's jobs, there's not a lot of them and they don't pay well. And you got to be prepared to not make much money for a long time. But anyway,
that's his job. This ain't an easy business to get into. When you're starting out, you don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Unless you're famous already.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're established, you can bounce around and make even more money. But, you know, it took us about 6-7 years to get to a pretty good point. And that's both of us having been in at least related businesses for a long time,
right,
too. It wasn't like we just came into it cold. So, I think this is a business that if you wanted to get into it my age, when I was that age, I wouldn't recommend. I think I was just fortunate enough that I had enough of a sports background that people gave me a chance. But it's tough. But there's a lot of fun things out there that you can enjoy. And, you know, if you're making enough money, stick with that as long as your family's taken care of. But if you're in a position where you're miserable and you're making everybody miserable, and you're thinking, okay, it's time to try something else, then absolutely start looking for something you want to do that's going to pay you enough money. So, but don't just say, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah. If you got a decent job, I mean, even if you're not happy, make sure you you put something in place before you just walk out of it.
Always have something. And if you know you're getting to that point, now's the time to start looking.
Yeah.
And just, you know, make sure your company doesn't know you're firing resumes everywhere. G wants to know, is there anything the Rockets could do at the trade deadline or buyout period that could help them in a series against the Warriors? We talked about that in the first hour quite a bit, but I don't think so. I mean, I think you can add a little piece here or there. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see Well, we're not there, so you didn't see it. But if we were in Minneapolis, the airport trains, they had the spacing wrong on Super Bowl. So
what do you mean they had the spacing?
Well, because it's like they have two trains.
And
it should say Super on the first,
yeah.
Bowl on the second, right? No, it says Superb Owl.
Oh, that's a good one.
So nice job, Minnesota. Oh, geez, we've got a superb owl. Oh, he's a beauty. Welcome to Minneapolis. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Simulcasting on SportsMap 94.1. Were you a fan of The Shining? I think most people were.
I was, yeah.
Jong?
Yes.
So have you seen this news?
No.
Oh, am I breaking news for the Comicast guy? This is awesome.
I don't think The Shining is.
It doesn't really count, but you talk about movies like that.
Yeah. We talked about It and stuff. Are they making another one?
They are finally making the sequel, Doctor Sleep.
Was there supposed to be a sequel?
He wrote a sequel, yes.
Oh, okay.
Doctor
okay.
Sleep, which is actually...
Kubrick wrote it?
No, Stephen King.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's why... But I think Stanley Kubrick, that's why The Shining was so great.
Yeah, although it's funny because Stephen King hated the movie version.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, Stephen King. How many Stephen King movies have actually been good?
That one?
That one.
Wait a minute. Shawshank?
That's barely a... I mean, yeah, that's...
That was a short story. That's Stephen King.
Okay.
Green Mile.
You think Green Mile was good?
Yeah.
It was too... it was good, but it was too long.
Green Mile was the slowest damn movie.
And then I'd say Carrie.
Carrie was pretty good.
What? No Love for Pet Sematary?
No, that was awful.
Pet Sematary used to scare the hell out of me. But it was awful. But yeah, it doesn't hold up.
The Dead Zone wasn't bad.
Was
with Christopher Walken?
It was a Stephen King book,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The first It sucked. I mean, they did a good job on the remake.
Like Lawnmower Man. There's a whole bunch of Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah,
there's a lot movies that sucked. But I thought Dr. Sleep, the book, is really good. The only thing that I found annoying about it is it just goes on and on about his 12-step program. So I'm pretty sure Stephen King was going through the 12-step program when he wrote the book.
Oh, boy.
Because it's like every other page. It's like, okay, we get it. You're going through rehab. You're not drinking anymore. We get it. Step four, okay. That was kind of it. And hopefully they'll kind of – I hope they play that down in the movie version. But I'm excited about it. But although I was excited for Mr. Mercedes, and that did not that wasn't very good. They did a series of that.
Yeah.
I watched the first two, and it was just so slow, and the acting was so stilted. And I liked the whole all three of the Mr. Mercedes books, but I did not like the TV show. So it's hard. For some reason, Stephen King's stuff just doesn't translate.
That's why I don't read books. You know why?
Why?
Because the movie, it never lives up if I watch the movie. And then I'm disappointed that the movie wasn't as good as the book, because I love movies.
As I said, Dark Tower series was awesome. The movie was horrible. The movie wasn't bad. It just wasn't. It did not come close. Well, it was like six books that they crammed into one movie, and it just didn't work. And it moved too fast, which ordinarily I like that, but I didn't hear.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of a fail. And then, so you mentioned Christine. Again, his books, though, I would still like to see. I know they did a TV version of it. It wasn't very good. The special effects were terrible. I'd like to see HBO do a limited miniseries of The Stand. That one could be interesting. If you had the right people doing it. And I don't know that you can let him be involved. No offense, Steven, but every movie he's involved with is just
they ruin it.
Yeah. So... You know, get somebody who's like a really good director. Get the Banshee guys to go and take that and do a six-episode version of The Stand for HBO.
Yeah.
That would be badass. I'd like to see that. And then I have a quick poker story for you. For some reason, like USA Today started writing about poker again, which is good. But a lot of times they kind of reach and they'll pull stuff out and say, oh, this is a terrible beat. And people are just going to.
Yeah, who's out there yelling, John?
I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks for interrupting the show. Appreciate it. Every now and then they have one that you go, okay. So Kevin Martin, ace of diamonds, king of hearts, right? His opponent goes all in. Also ace king.
Okay.
He has the king of diamonds.
Okay.
So kind of dominated here. If
the guy with the ace of diamonds is dominant.
Yeah, so far. And especially when the flop comes out with a jack and a nine of diamonds. If I'm holding ace king of diamonds here against the other ace king, I'm feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah, except that guy does have a possibility for a straight flush that you don't.
And it's kind of funny because the turn is the ten of diamonds.
Suddenly it's like now.
It's like, yeah, you need a two or three, something like that. Or, you know what, I'll just take the chop, right?
Anything but the queen.
And of course, you know what hits?
The queen of diamonds.
The queen of diamonds. And at first he thought he'd won. And then he realized.
Because he thinks because he's stupid and thinks he has the nut flush.
Yeah, and then he realized, oh, bleep.
Oh, here's his reaction.
You just have to shove and I don't think he's opening this spot very wide, so there's a chance we get called off. Please call any pair, anything. I want to win the spot. There it is. That's the same hand. We're going to free roll him. There's the diamond.
Oh, diamond, diamond.
There's the diamond on the river. Oh, my God. That's the king of diamonds on the river.
Well, it's queen of diamonds, but yeah, you get the point.
And he was like calling for it, too. He's like, please call me. Please call me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty bad one.
You live, you learn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the old one card in the deck to beat you thing always sucks, though.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's it happens, but I thought that was a pretty cool one. Yeah, I just I follow poker news on Twitter, and Jonathan Little does a lot of really cool stuff. If you're into poker, he'll like go through how he played hands in tournaments, and he does stuff for World Poker Tour, and I find his stuff really, really interesting. So just if you're looking for somebody to follow on Twitter, Jonathan Little and Poker News.
All right,
that's where I get a lot of good stuff from there, and some of the stuff I talk about is from them, but. But he went through a tournament situation where he had pocket kings relatively early and how it played out. And it's just it's just a really good instructional video. Jeff mentioned the Miss failed as a TV series. Yeah, what was the other one? Under the Dome.
I was excited about that show.
Well, and the show was actually okay at first and it fell apart. The book itself, very long, not as good as I'd hoped.
Yeah.
And usually it's the other way around. I thought both the show and the book sucked. So, but I do think more often than not, the Stephen King books are pretty good.
Well, his books are great.
Yeah. It's just the movies.
The movies they make off of them suck.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is, because they're good stories. But a lot of his, I think part of it is his writing. Like, he's so good at creating a character and then killing him off in one paragraph. Making you care about him. Like the beginning of Mr. Mercedes, spoiler alert if you haven't read it, it's 10 years old, but okay. But he introduces a character. You start caring about the guy. You start caring about the woman. And basically in four paragraphs, and then they're dead. And he does that so well in his books. I mean, he just, he does that better than anybody I've ever seen. And you can't do that in a movie. You have to spend time developing the character. And I think that's part of it. That's my theory, is he develops the character so well so fast, and the movie has to spend more time on him.
Yeah.
It doesn't have
that
time.
That does make sense.
A lot of people mention Stand By Me, but that's kind of a...
That's like Shawshank to me. That's like It's sort of.
I'll grant you that. All right.
One segment left, Fred.
Yeah, I got a Hey Man bleep that for you.
I got one.
Awesome. John, you got one?
Yeah, I got one.
Cool.
One of your favorite people are in the news.
Really?
Yeah.
One of Fred's favorite?
Yeah, I say that.
Stormy Daniels?
No. Oh. I say that tongue-in-cheek because I think all three of us don't like this person.
Oh, Scott Baio?
I have a sneaking suspicion we have the same HMFT today.
Okay.
Based on that.
Okay. We'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you go first, and then because I can scramble for a second when I have to.
No. If I'll go in there and ask you what yours is during the break.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap, guys. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU, the best website in the entire world for sports in Houston. There's not a better one. Check it out. Great stuff. Tomorrow will be Lance Zierlein, Del Olale. There's a bunch of good stuff on there today. There's a bunch of good stuff on there from yesterday. Please go and check it out. If you're a fan of A.J. Hoffman, go read his stuff. All kinds of awesome, awesome things. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. John, you get to go first because you had mine.
So, our favorite girl, Miss Lolo Jones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Nancy Grace.
No. Lolo Jones is back in the news.
She's my favorite.
Blake Griffin was traded yesterday, and Lolo decided to post on Instagram under, I think, one of the Blake Griffin traded Instagram posts, and she said she went on a date with him. And she said it was the worst date of her life, and he's a terrible kisser. And I feel like she likes to stick her nose into things that she doesn't belong. And she thinks that she acts very high and mighty about different things. And there's a show that I watch on MTV. It's called Challenge. It's the old Real World versus Road Rules, that challenge show. She was on it, I want to say like a year ago, doing kind of a celebrity versus athletes kind of thing. And she was so obnoxious, and everybody in that competition hated her. And this is just another thing that kind of irritates me about this woman, is that she can get so annoying, and she butts in where she doesn't. I feel like she doesn't need to.
Who do you like better, Lolo or Omarosa?
I don't know. I haven't seen much of Omarosa, so I'm gonna say Omarosa.
Okay.
And to that,
is Lolo Jones still a virgin?
Yes, I think so.
She's still holding out, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy Butler was gonna get her.
Yeah, they had a little Instagram thing back and forth, I think, right?
It didn't happen.
No, I don't think it happened. But I feel like she needs to butt in just to stay relevant. And to that I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Well, my portion of that was going to be, why the hell do we care about anything she says?
Yes.
What is she? She's a failed athlete that nobody cares about. And they
failed athlete?
Yeah, she never did anything.
Are you crazy? She won 3 national titles. She's
as what?
In hurdles.
Ooh. Yeah, you're wonderful. How'd you do in the Olympics?
She's an Olympian.
Yeah, how'd she do in the Olympics?
I don't know.
Get the hell out of here with that.
And she tripped.
Aw, wah. No, I just think,
hey,
people,
man,
that. No, that's okay.
She's the American record holder in the 60-meter hurdles.
People should quit writing about her.
And she's a bobsledder.
Nobody cares.
Is she bobsledding again this year?
I don't know. I hope not.
She's got a chance to win gold again. That's what she's going back for.
Again?
Well, in the Olympics. She's won gold at other things.
But. Yeah, not the Olympics. That's all we care about. She's one of those people that we should only care about every 4 years, like Hillary Knight in hockey. That's a name you should never hear again after the Olympics.
I don't even know who that is.
So. All right. That's a
made-up person.
Mine will be, my actual one will be on the Eagles. We're talking about whining. Safety Chris, is it Maragos? He's injured. I don't even know who he is. I know he played for the Seahawks, but I don't know how to pronounce his name. He was tweeting out, I've called 3 restaurants in Minneapolis to get a reservation for me and my teammates and can't get in. Well played, Minnesota fans. Well played. Chris, you're trying to get reservations Super Bowl week in the Super Bowl city. Most of these places are having parties. Do you know how difficult it is for anybody to get them? And oh, by the way, nobody's heard of you. And so Torrey Smith chimed in with some advice and said, just tell him you want to make a reservation for Tom Brady with no explanation. Then arrive and say, hi, I'm Tom. Guys, Super Bowl week, it is almost impossible. If you haven't already done it 2 weeks ago, you're probably not getting in a restaurant. Tweet it out later. Update, I found a reservation. All is good in the world. But to make it sound like the Vikings fans were keeping, you know, had something to do with this, those restaurants want your business. So to you, I say,
hey, man, that.
Do you think he called and was like, hey, this is whatever my name is from the Philadelphia Eagles. Can I get a reservation? I bet you that's the type of guy that name drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got to because he doesn't have much of a name.
You know how we're making fun of everybody who's eating Tide Pods and stuff like that, but there's like real drugs out there that are super, super scary. You guys know much about fentanyl?
I'm familiar with the name is all.
So fentanyl is basically like, it's an opioid, and it's like the potency is about 50 times greater than heroin.
Wow.
So a dose as small as 2 to 3 milligrams can be fatal.
Jeez.
So anything like that, I'm out on. Like, if
I'm with you.
You know, well... There was a fentanyl bust in New Jersey, and 2 dudes had 100 pounds of fentanyl.
My God, what do you do with that?
Which could have yielded more than 18 million lethal doses, which is enough to kill off the entire population of New York and New Jersey.
Wouldn't that be so bad?
You want Derek Jeter to die?
Well, he's in Miami now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
What about Alex Rodriguez?
He's traveling for TV. He wouldn't be there.
What about Matt Lauer?
We'll miss him.
The previous state record for a fentanyl bust was 14 kilograms. So this guy went well above and beyond. So not just about the drug bust, but any drug that, like, 50 times stronger than heroin.
What dose do you even take of that?
You have to take, like, 1 milliliter, I guess. Wow. I don't know.
That's like putting a little dash on your tongue.
Yeah, 1 milligram.
Wow.
It's crazy. To that I say, hey, man, that. Drugs are out of control these days.
No kidding. Why can't we just go back to weed? All right. Well, good job, John. Good job, AJ. We made it through the show.
Another show down.
I know you wanted to quit.
I know.
30 minutes
in. I fought through.
Yeah, you persevered.
And guess what?
You overcame adversity.
Guess what? I'll see you on Wednesday.
All right. That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you on Wednesday then.
Happy State of the Union Day.
Oh, yes!
Can't wait.
Twitter is going to be lit.
Watch that.
I wonder if things are going good.
What is that, an 8?
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching the Xavier game. I don't think I can watch this thing.
All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.